You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, live in the Right Side studios, local, state, national, man. We're covering down on all the issues, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, Boomer, does your mic work now? I know you had to run some wires there. Are you good to go on yours?
I believe I am.
You are there indeed. Wasn't that a cool interview?
That was amazing.
I mean, every once in a while you find that person who is just doing their part and just getting it done, And I guarantee you, she has no idea what impact she's making. I know she knows some of it, but there's going to be a conversation with people in heaven where they're going to say, "Yeah, about that box," and she's going to find out stuff. You know, she's going to find out things that she had no idea that she had impacted. And I just tell you, that's just so cool.
Yeah, I mean, just those people that are the ones that know they have a calling and they go after it because that's what God's called them to do, and they go for it, and that's they just touch so many people without knowing it.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
Yeah, I gave a speech not long ago, and I told him that, you know, that one of my favorite sermons ever was when, at the end of it, my pastor said, "What do you do now? You just start. You just start."
Yeah.
He said, "Oh, my God, for a world full of people that will just start." And, yeah, that's good stuff. I got somebody on the line. I do, don't I? I'm sorry. Brian from Huntsville. Brian, what are you doing, man?
Well, I'm thinking I love that last guest, and to Mrs. and Mr. Brown, give them my email if they call, and back to you. You got it. And I want to say, sock it to me.
Well,
I will help.
that's a great one. Sock it to me. Hey, you got something too. You wanted to drop a word on the new NASA project that's going on right now. What you got there?
Artemis, the sister of Apollo, is scheduled to launch this coming Monday before you folks get back on the air.
Okay.
And
all right.
So I'm just asking people to pray for her guidance into the ether above.
All right, man.
And for our nation. Have a good one.
Good word. Thanks, Brian. Have a great weekend. All right, folks, we'll start taking calls if you want to. You know, of course, when I have a guest in the studio, we held calls. If you want to talk, if you want to call in and give me your thoughts on Afghanistan, if you want to call in and tell me what you're thinking about the interview we just had with Angel Brown and what her, she and her family are doing, if you got something else you want to talk about regarding anything of the above, you let me know. Now, I'll tell you this, in case you didn't know, I want to remind you also, in terms of remembering the fallen, Alabama has a connection to the war in Afghanistan, to the global war on terror overall. The very first person, the very first individual killed in Afghanistan was Johnny Mike Spann from Alabama. Johnny Mike Spann, and I believe, I want to say he was from the Shoals area, I think that's right, the Shoals area near Florence, somewhere in there, I believe. But he was actually a CIA operative, former military, who is the very first individual, that lost his life in Afghanistan. Weird thing for me was, so I was a reservist at the time, and I don't know for a fact, but I believe I've been told that I may have been the very first reservist called up for duty downrange in Afghanistan when the war kicked off. So just weird kind of connections to Alabama. But I love the fact that as it ended with the tragic loss of those 13 service members, that we've got somebody right here in Pell City who's in touch with every single one of those families and is reaching out to them. Now, I'll tell you this, as we look at what's happening, I mean, Joni Ernst wrote an article. I've got a copy of it here. This one's actually in Fox News, dated 3 days ago. But Senator Ernst wrote an article, and she herself is a retired military, if I recall correctly. Biden's broken promises on Afghanistan 1 year after the Taliban takeover. And she talks about the fact that, you know, Biden literally, we lost the 13, one of which came from her hometown. And President Biden went to the microphone immediately afterwards, and he said, "The United States will never rest. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down to the ends of the earth, and you will pay the ultimate price." And but yet, what has he done since then? Just to our knowledge, nothing. Nothing at all. And you look at it and you realize that in the fallout of Afghanistan, Joni Ernst says, President Biden has not only damaged our capacity to protect the homeland, he has cut the legs out of his own administration's promise to even uphold human rights. Because over the last two decades, regardless of the fact that we were there for 20 years, just keep in mind the people of Afghanistan, their lives had changed in those 20 years, not the least of which was Afghan women and girls who saw an unprecedented level of freedom, she points out, following a period of brutal fundamentalist rule. And when I was there when it was early. It was brutal fundamentalist rule. Women were subjugated by the Taliban. Girls were banned from going to school. They could be executed in the public square if they were found to be out trying to work to raise a living for their family. Even the widows were not allowed to work. Well, guess what? They're right back where they started from. It's like 20 years of hard-fought gains just went away. And she says, over the last year, we've seen the Taliban unravel significant hard-won gains for the women of Afghanistan. They're now prohibited from working, forced to cover themselves with burqas, required to travel any distance at all with a male family member. It's like Biden just reversed everything. In an effort to not be Trump, he reversed everything. Although I will point this out. So, story here dated August 14th, knowing full well the Republicans were about to issue their one-year report on Afghanistan, the Biden administration drafted its own memo defending the withdrawal. Did the withdrawal need to happen? Sure. I can see that. I served there. I don't want to stay in there forever, at least not in that capacity. Now, I've told you before, I don't mind saying it again. I do agree that we needed to keep an enduring base. Why not? Tell me why not. Well, it's hard to resupply. It costs money. Are we still in Japan? Are we still in Germany? Are we still in South Korea? Yes. Why? Because strategic interests give us a leg up when we have a forward presence in those areas. How about the idea that we had a well-built, well-defended, resupply-capable base right there at Bagram, not to mention Kandahar and some of the others, but in Bagram especially. And to the south was Pakistan, to the west was Iran, to the east is China, to the north are the former Soviet states of like Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, and the others. And we just went ahead and said, we don't need to be over here. Biden says, we can do it over the horizon. Well, the president's memo where he defends the withdrawal, he literally defends the withdrawal in part by blaming Trump. Why? Former President Trump's 2020 agreement with the Taliban empowered the Taliban. It weakened our partners, and it committed us to withdrawing. And then he goes on to basically say, so I had no choice. I had to go ahead and keep going. Well, I got news, Mr. President. You undid everything that Trump had done. But on that one, apparently you couldn't. On that one, apparently you... And by the way, don't tell me then that you... This was the best plan. If this is what you say you knew was coming because you were stuck with it, now you had to do it, then why didn't you have a better plan for getting it done? No. What we had here was a jackleg operation with a determination to not be Trump. And in your determination, in your rush to not be Trump, you're killing people on our southern border, in Afghanistan, in Syria. You're making deals with Iran. Ukraine, Russia feels emboldened. And so I'm just saying, in the rush to not be Trump, we are seeing foreign policy and military strategy go by the wayside. And it's killing people. That's the way I feel about it. And I'm glad that our video is no longer on YouTube, so I can say whatever I want to say, Boomer. But yeah, that's the deal. All right, Boomer, tell you what, brother. We'll take the break about a minute early. Go ahead and take that, and we'll come right back. I'm going to move on to number two in the Triple Dipper. We got to change the subject. I'm going to something different. How about this? How about trading blows in the woke wars? How about the fact that we've got people out there literally right now duking it out with liberals, trading blows in the woke wars? That's next on the Triple Dipper. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.